Wash Up, K-Rock 955. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team on the Western Highway out at Rockbank. Tom King in the host chair for the Wash Up as we look at round 13 GDFL action yesterday up at Myers Reserve. Thompson, 8-8-56. Too good for Bell Post Hill, 3-11-29. As I alluded to earlier, only the second time in the last decade that Bell Post Hill have been beaten by the same team twice in the home and away rounds. The last one was Bannockburn back in 2016, and Thompson have done it and put themselves into a share of top spot. Their percentage behind Inverlee, their co-coach is Reece Howell, who's been good enough to join us on the Wash Up. Reece, firstly, congratulations on the win. You've got Bell Post Hill twice in a season. I'm guessing you, if somebody ever had have offered that at the start of the year, you would quite happily have accepted it.
Yeah, Kingy, thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, to get them once is, you know, is a huge effort, but yeah, to manage to get them twice, and especially, you know, on their home deck where, you know, we know, you know, they play a pretty good brand of footy there as well. So yeah, to get them twice, mate, we're yeah, really happy, and you could tell, you know, after the game and at the function last night that yeah, everyone was, you know, had a pretty big smile on their face.
Now, just on the function, is it true you had a hypnotist?
We did, actually, yeah.
Did you find yourself being brought up the front?
No, I had a bit of a crack of that when I was at Drysdale about 10 years ago, and made a bit of an idiot out of myself, and, yeah, haven't really failed to shake that yet. So I thought, yeah, last night I'll just kick back and let someone else embarrass himself, mate.
Who was best on ground?
For the hypnotist night or for the footy?
No, hypnotist night.
we had a couple of young uni boys up there, and actually a couple of the netball girls, and yeah, no, it was an enjoyable night, and you know, to have a good win, you know, I think that definitely helped everyone enjoy the night a little bit better as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Now back on the footy, that's what we're seriously here for. It couldn't have panned out better for you, could it? You guys win, Inverlee getting rolled by Werribee Central's, Winchelsea being rolled by Anarchy. You're now two games clear of fourth placed Winch, so you're really putting yourself in a good position to challenge it this year from out of a qualifying final at worst.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, interesting couple of results there, whether or not the conditions have a bit to do with that as well, or maybe even the buying mind, you know, for a couple of those sides. But yeah, look, you know, the comp's even. It's, you know, if any side, you know, from first to, you know, sixth or seventh now, if you're that little bit off, and whether it be with injuries or, you know, not at the top of your game, then look, you know, anything can kind of happen. We just, you know, we're focusing on, you know, us and just winning. We've got a bit of a tough run home with, you know, Inverlee, Bannockburn and Winch, and also North Geelong, you know, that pushed us a little bit, you know, when we played them out there early in the year. So, you know, there's four, you know, pretty hard, you know, tough games coming up as well. So each win, you know, at this stage of the year is really important for us. And, you know, we don't want to rely on other games and stuff like that. We just want to, you know, keep winning and keep playing, you know, good footy, which we know we are at the moment. So, yeah, if we can keep doing that, then, you know, hopefully things will, you know, will fall into place for us.
Yep. Would you be disappointed if you didn't finish with a double chance?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I would. Yeah, look, the last, you know, since we took over at Thompson now, with the last 3 years, you know, we've finished fourth, so haven't been able to get that double chance, which we probably needed. So, yeah, look, it would be, you know, a little bit disappointing. So we're going to be doing everything we can to try and grab that for sure.
Looks like your recruits have finally been able to gel into your size as well. I know you're 11-2, but you had that horrible loss to Winchelsea earlier in the season. But, you know, you brought in some handy names. Troy Fenevesi, Dan Freeman came in, Paul Davis, obviously Adam Wiseman, Hodgie, Andrew Hodson's come in as well. So have you just taken a little bit of time just to gel as a team with all those new faces?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we had a big team meeting after the Werribee and Geelong West game. We still thought we were probably just a little bit under where we thought we should have been. And, you know, a few home truths and that came out. We laid it all out. And since then, we've probably, you know, got on the same page. And, yeah, we've all, you know, bought in to, you know, some stuff that was said in that meeting. And, you know, those guys as well, you know, it probably took them a little bit to get used to the league. You know, it's quite contested footy in the JDFL, as we know. So, for those guys, it'll probably come from a higher league, and it's probably been a little bit cleaner type footy. They've had to adapt as well. But, you know, those guys that we've brought in, they've been brilliant in the way they've gone about it, and not only that, as leaders as well, they've really given us a bit of a chop out, on the sidelines too.
Well, Reece, enjoy the week off and then back for Winchelsea, which is a massive clash. We've talked about a few 8-point games in the GDFL, but looking at the ladder right now, you could potentially go 3 games clear of the Blues. And with just 4 rounds to play, you'd almost lock yourself away for a top 4 finish. But as you said, tough run home for your boys. Always good to talk with you, mate. Well done on the win yesterday, and look forward to speaking with you come finals.
No, and also, just before I go, mate, I'd publicly like to apologise for not doing that that interview with you during the which you wanted to, mate. I know you got you a little bit upset, so I hope today's helped out with that as well, mate.
Very good, Reece. I really appreciate it. Well done, mate.
That was too much.